listening to Sydney's Best Breakfast, Ben Fordham Live. And now, the UK Report.
Well, 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 Manchester City have won the English Premier League title following a come-from-behind win this morning. Here's how it ended.
In goes De Bruyne. Kevin De Bruyne! Gundogan! From the brink of despair, elation!
Oh, I'd love to be able to tell you we're crossing to the Manchester City fan, Adam Gilchrist, but he goes for Man United. Good morning, Adam.
Yeah, I'm a bit the other side of the city. But yeah, it was quite a finish, reminiscent of 10 years ago when Manchester City pipped Manchester United to the title. Do you remember the Aguero shouts as he scored a hat-trick and won it in, I think it was injury time then. Not quite injury time this time, but Manchester City were going to take the title with a victory. If they slipped up, Liverpool could take the title off them with their own win. Liverpool ahead with 15 minutes to go. Liverpool well ahead with 15 minutes to go. Manchester City 2-0 down. But they found a way. Don't ask me how. They found three goals in the last quarter of an hour and absolutely made the title theirs. And I think both teams are absolutely fabulous, but I don't think anyone begrudges Manchester City the title. No didgeridoos at the final whistle, but a broken crossbar as there was a pitch invasion. And in vain, the warden's telling people, leave the pitch immediately. Yeah, not going to happen. Not this time.
I can only imagine the size of the party at the moment. And what about this? Prince Charles and Camilla, they're going to be starring in a TV show?
They are. They're going to be in the EastEnders soap opera. Indeed. They popped along to see the set in March, bearing in mind they were filming in March a Platinum Jubilee street party, so obviously they had to staple the leaves to the trees and everyone had to pretend not to shiver because March is not June. And June can be pretty chilly, as you know. But anyway, they pitched up to see the set and in the course of it filmed a little scene. Now, this isn't going to be a great stretch. I can't see BAFTAs coming their way. Basically, Prince Charles plays a prince, and the Duchess of Cornwall plays a duchess who are paying a visit to a Jubilee street party. The episode goes out on the 2nd of June. Do you know what? Tom Cruise has made a huge fortune playing himself, so why not Charles and Camilla in the future, playing themselves in any number of scenes?
I think it's nice that they're willing to have a go at something like this because, you know, you'd expect that they would say, oh, no, we won't. We won't lower ourselves to being on EastEnders, but I'm sure the fans are going to like it.
I think so. I think it's a little tick in the box, isn't it? And a little bit more accessibility without sort of going too far. It's very Charles and Camilla somehow, isn't it?
Looking forward to it. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Adam.
Cheers, Ben.
Adam Gilchrist joining us from London. Now, this is a win. GPs are being ordered to stop prescribing vital diabetes drugs to social media users who are just hoping to lose a few kilos. We're talking about Ozempic. We highlighted this issue a few weeks ago. Diabetics have been struggling to get their hands on the medication, and that's because of an unexpected consumer demand for the product because it went viral on social media as a weight loss drug. And we were alerted to the shortage by one of our listeners. And late last week, the Therapeutic Goods Administration decided that health professionals should limit prescribing the drug to those with diabetes because that's what it's approved for in Australia. So that's a win for anyone with type 2 diabetes.